Thank you, Winona. I'm really here to be a town crier. It's a function that artists and musicians have been since the early days when there weren't any newspapers. We're here to get the message out to something that I think the American people would be outraged if they knew how close this bill is to being passed, that would basically allow up to 80,000 shipments in over 43 states within 30 to 50 years go across right within a half a mile of 50 million Americans. In transporting nuclear waste to Yucca Mountain, in dumping nuclear waste in Sierra Blanca in Texas in a mostly Hispanic community, in putting it in Ward Valley 20 miles from the Colorado River, we all think the transport of nuclear waste is this insane idea that the American people, if they were only informed about it, would be outraged. There's environmental racism involved here, and that's one of the reasons I'm calling out today to try to get as much support as we can in our concert tour to see if we can't stop this legislation from passing. And I can't impress upon you the importance of getting this message of how expensive and dangerous and worthless this whole proposition is, and I'm proud to be in support of it. And I would like to introduce to my right a man I've been working with since the No Nukes concerts, which, by the way, the No Nukes albums are finally coming out on CD this month as well. Harvey has been working in the anti-nuclear field for many years. He's a senior advisor at Greenpeace, the father of four daughters, the author of four books, Harvey Wasserman.